Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. One of the things I love doing is kind of tracing back the process that a kid goes through to come to a certain decision. So I was talking to a kid and he wanted to learn how to program, but he got stuck every time he started. And so I started questioning, like, how do you do that? Because at some point you wake up and you're like enthusiastically, yay, I'm going to learn how to program. But somehow at the end of it, you're sitting there either crying or unhappy or throwing away the computer. And you know, what happens exactly? And they're like, I don't know. You know, I just want to do it. And then I get angry. I'm like, no, we're going to go back step by step and figure out every single thought you had in that process, because the better I understand kind of like how you do getting stuck, the better I can help you. And often I'll tease him somehow, because I was saying, like, often people say that I shouldn't be so impulsive. I just kind of start stuff, so I'm not good at getting stuck. So maybe I can learn from you how to get stuck. Can you teach me, please? And, you know, they'll laugh. And, you know, after I poke them around a little bit, they'll offer, you know, join me in the game and really figure out. So this is what he said. He said, look, well, I decide I want to learn how to program. And then I think, what do I want to program? And then I want to create, you know, a program that's cooler than Minecraft and Roblox together. And you know, then I go to the computer and then I start and then I don't know what to do. And then I look at a course and, you know, the beginning of the course is really simple and that doesn't, you know, help me program Roblox yet. So I go to the end of the course, I click, 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 or I go to the end of the book and then I read the page and then I don't know what to do anymore. But then I go back to the first page, but it doesn't help me. And then I go back to the final page and it's too hard. And then I just figure out it's too hard. I'm never going to learn this. And then I think about wanting to create Roblox and Minecraft in one. And then I just get really sad and then I get depressed and then I don't want to do it anymore. So this was actually, like, this is literally the way the kid described the thing going on in his head. And I really recommend, like, when your kids summarize getting stuck or getting into kind of like a problematic mode, run through the stories they tell themselves in their head. They're fascinating. By the way, your own stories are fascinating as well. I mean, I've worked as a therapist and a counselor with a lot of adults as well and do exactly the same. It's fascinating what human beings do with themselves and the kind of like loops they throw themselves in. The interesting thing is that you can also do this with successful behavior. Like, where are you able to get started? Where are you able just to get started, or where are you happy to try new stuff out, and what happens then? So with the same kid, I think he was good with, you know, tools and building stuff like in physical life. So I asked him how he did that and he explained it. And this is, I mean, it's going to be a long story, but this is actually how he figured out how he was going to learn how to program. Because he modeled the behavior of it working well in a different situation. And, you know, I mean, when you heard me tell the story, you obviously found where things were going wrong, right? He had trouble going through the steps and starting at a decent starting point and accepting that building a new Roblox is just going to take a lot of time and that's fine. You need to take intermediate steps to get there. But so looking at a way on how to do that, if I was just said, you know, take intermediary steps, then he probably just would have laughed at me or ignored me or not done it. But when I had him analyze some of his successful moments, he suddenly realized that the key that he had there was taking small steps, taking decent progressions. In this case, he actually had a teacher that helped him do that. So, you know, the final result was that he got himself a programmer teacher. So that helped him a lot. So modeling both effective and ineffective behavior and figuring out how to apply that is so useful in life. Especially, you know, Richard Bandler and John Grinder have made that big with NLP. And it's actually, I mean, it's like 40 years ago. But it's something that still works. Look at somebody who is doing something you want to do and figure out how they're doing it. And not just in general, but like very specifically step by step. Take the steps as well. Then often you can repeat their behavior. But maybe even more interesting is see yourself as a researcher. See yourself as an interviewer and try to figure out why your kids are doing what they're doing. If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.